Good morning. 625 Brock Hunter.
What?
Sorry, I pulled a muscle.
Anyway, we got some sports to talk about, man. I got some March Madness.
You got some good stuff. I know it's been kind of light, and I give you credit. You've at least found a few things to discuss. So, all right, well, let's get to it. This better be a blow-my-mind sports report.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
I hope you're sitting down. If you're sitting down, you better stand up. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, Tall, Cool, Budweiser's, other delicious drinks. So when the time comes to celebrate, whatever it may be, maybe it's your team, the Fightin' Owls, your alma mater making it to the Final Four. Or
it's just the regular Owls. They're not fighting.
Owl sounds weird. I got to say Fightin' Owls. I don't know, something.
You can't.
The evil Owls. Hey, whatever kind of owl it is, drink responsibly. Get stocked up with Bud
Distributing. Lurking.
The lurking, the perverted owls.
Yep.
Ooh.
Lurking around.
Ooh. That's what a perverted owl sounds like right there.
We'll get to the naked owls coming up here in March Madness. But first off, NBA. We got some scores and some March Madness stories, which I haven't really read through yet. So I don't even know what we're going to be talking about this morning.
Figure it out. Don't worry about it.
But in basketball last night, NBA, Bucks. Hey, your Bucks beat the Pistons 126-117. Mavericks beat the Pacers 127-104, and the Clippers beat the Bulls 124-112.
I really like how you still continue to say my Bucks. I have yet to watch a game. I can't remember.
Your Bucks is. You were a diehard Bucks fan. You watch every game.
Every game. I know all the players. I know the coach. Diehard Bucks fan.
Say Giannis is. You can't even say his first name.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It's Giannis, but it. Huh?
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. Right?
Antipasto kumpaya, my lord.
It's a tough one. How do you say the quarterback from Miami? Tagliova.
Yeah, something like that.
Man, if I was announcing games, some of these names.
Dude, I'm terrible
Before the game. I don't even know if that's like.
You kidding me? You can't even see. You can't even say REO Speedwagon or Joan Jett. You're in trouble.
It's REO Speedwagon. It's REO Speedwagon and Joanne Jett.
The dumbest man I know.
Damn it!
Damn it!
Damn it! Anyway, some basketball last night.
Nice.
We do have some March Madness coming up. First story here. March Madness continues Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. And for the first time in the NCAA tournament history, the Final Four will not feature a number one, number two, or number three seed. UConn, as a number four seed, is the highest seeded team still in play, considering the first NCAA division men's basketball tournament was in 1939. And we're breaking some big-time new ground here with this mix of teams. So it's never really happened.
It's crazy.
It doesn't happen.
That's crazy, man.
Well, good. Shake it up a little bit.
Yeah. No, I agree.
It's not a bad thing that, the number one team actually won. It's nice.
I think that's why the March Madness tournament is so appealing to a lot of people because, obviously this year is weird, okay, a history-making year. But there's always one outlier. There's always an FAU that sneaks in there and surprises everyone. It's kind of it's open. I mean, if you're ready to play, I mean, you can have number 15 Princeton make it at least to the Sweet 16. You know what I mean? Actually, they made it Elite Eight, didn't they? Something like that. You know what I mean? So I think people like that aspect, is that anything can happen. Even some of these underdogs can come in and just surprise everyone.
This may be a dumb question for you because you didn't play basketball, but when you watch it, does it make you want to play?
No.
Not at all?
No. Here's what I like doing. I just like, if I'm going to do anything, like around the world or, you know, just, you know, shooting it up, play
anything
the game
that
up.
that doesn't involve dribbling.
Yeah, all the running and dribbling. Yeah.
Any fundamentals of basketball.
I can play. Again, Hunter, I've beat you in lightning a couple times.
Let's just keep that in mind. I got eliminated by somebody else in the same game that you were playing. That doesn't mean that you beat me.
Who's the guy that got lightning at the end? I think that was me. I think that means
You did win?
I beat you. A couple times I've won over there. Barefoot. Yeah, Basketball Jones, bitch.
Basketball Jones. You must have had the softball.
Basketball Jones. Bitch.
So it doesn't make you want to play, huh?
No, not really.
Yeah. Running up and down the court seems exhausting. But a part of me, while watching March Madness, is always, I wonder if the YMCA's open.
Let's go shoot. Go shoot around. Well, it's
that's what
like,
we used to do as kids. We get done watching the basketball game. Hey, Mom, can you take me to the Y? And you'd sit there and not get in any game. You have to wait like 7 games before you could get in.
You know what, Hunter? I'll say that for all sports. Like, I love football. All right, I played collegiate football. But nowadays, after watching a football game, it's not like I want to lace up. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I may throw the ball around.
Well,
a little
football's
bit.
A little different because getting smashed.
Yeah, but you could still, you know, do a little flag football, get a little action in there. I don't want to do any of that.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I don't want to do any of that. No. I don't want to go shoot hoops. I don't want to go throw the football around. I don't want to run around. I don't want to lace up the skates.
When you watch wrestling, you don't want to go wrestle some dude.
Actually, that's different. No, wrestling, actually, that's the one.
What?
One that, oh, yeah.
That was a joke?
After I watch wrestling, oh, yeah, I put
on. You
want
to wrestle a bunch of dudes after watching them?
I want to put on the singlet. I want to grease back that hair, all right? I want to wrestle after I watch wrestling.
You used to grease your hair back while wrestling?
Oh, absolutely. You kidding me?
What? He's just an odd fella.
I'll finish watching WWE Raw, and I will straight up stone cold stunner Kiki off the couch, all right? Boom!
What are those tall, black, shiny boots, Kiki? Well, those aren't mine. Those are Brock's.
Yeah. It's for wrestling night, okay?
Those are some tall, shiny boots.
Those are
anyway,
wrestling boots.
Wrestling boots. Because you got to have real tall boots to wrestle, right?
Well, yeah, you know, you got to keep your shins safe. Ankle support.
Yeah. Wrestling or BDSM? One of the two.
You got big, tall boots, and then you're wearing...
you're wearing underwear.
Underwear.
A Speedo.
Yep.
Give me a Speedo. Those big, tall, shiny black boots that go up to your knees.
Yep. Give me a one size too small Speedo.
Bare thigh.
All right. I mean, tight. And then you
I need
me.
Some of those laces. I'm going to tie off my elbows.
Yep.
Maybe a couple. I'm going to paint my face.
Couple of pieces of ripped shirt to wrap around my arm.
Put a bunch of aquanet in my hair. Fluff it out. Make like an 80s.
Because we're going to wrestle. Is what we're gonna do.
What?
Yep.
All right. Somebody decided that was the look, and everybody went with it. All right. Moving on. For Christ's sake. All right. More to March Madness. Let's get to another story here.
Yay!
With so many big. Shut up. WTF wasn't the greatest. Hey, it's with so many big teams eliminated from the NCAA men's tournament, including Duke, Kansas, UCLA, Kentucky, and many others. Many college fans are now losing interest in attending the remaining games in person. Because of this, the final four tickets are cheaper than ever. Right now, you can find tickets for less than $150. Compared to tickets last year's final four matchup between Duke and North Carolina, which were priced around $500 a piece.
Jeez.
Wow. Well, that's stupid. Why less interest?
Because it's not a big name? I don't know.
I think it'd be more interesting because it's not a big name. Aren't you sick?
Yeah, because it is kind of, it's well, like you mentioned, we're making history with the teams that are in there. Yeah.
You know, everybody gets all up in arms and pissed off when Tom Brady goes to the Super Bowl 7 times in a row. But you could see Duke, North Carolina in the finals for
yeah, but that's
95 years, and nobody says anything.
It's different kids, though, going through. You know, it's not the same old tired guy making 3-yard passes to Gronkowski.
Ring after ring. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah.
You know, different people.
Look, it's Tom Brady again.
Again. Damn it.
Boo.
Well, not again, because he's retired. Anyway, $500 a piece last year, $150 or less now.
I like it.
So, let's go. You want to go?
I can actually afford to go. That's pretty cool.
I don't know. $150 is still pretty steep. It's probably the nosebleeds. Can't see anything. Behind the basket.
Damn it, these seats suck, man. Hey, they were cheap, okay? I can tell. Didn't really spring for the big ones, did
you? You know. All right, one last story around March Madness still. Almost every bracket was busted. I love talking about this because everybody thought their bracket, I have the one. No, you don't. It was busted early in the March Madness tournament. Some people actually did pick the correct Final Four this year. At least two bettors got it right. One in particular wagered $24 when everything started. We'll be cashing in a ticket worth $23,000.
Damn.
Yeah, not too shabby, huh?
Wow. You know,
so
what
no
is,
perfect bracket, but he got the Final Four right.
You know, yeah, which even that's impressive right there.
That's very impressive,
so,
right?
So basically the teams he picked just had different routes to get there. I do wonder, think about this, because there's probably people out there. There's a chance that some guy hand-filled out a perfect bracket and then just forgot about it. Or, you did some work pool and no one really cared. But there is a chance that maybe out there, because everything we do here, this is through actual submitted brackets, right? Yeah. This is the only reason we know about it, is because they're actually submitted. But when you think about how many brackets are filled out.
No, you're wrong. You're absolutely 100% wrong.
I don't think
nobody,
so.
Nobody has ever and nobody ever will fill out a perfect bracket.
That one guy got the first 42 right, so I'm just saying it's possible. Think about it, though.
It's not possible.
I'm telling you to get away from the crazy numbers for one second, because, again, we only know.
It's not even a number.
The
what
numbers.
What are you talking about? Quintillion is not. You don't even understand what 9 quintillion is.
Hunter,
you have no idea.
You're a guy who believes in aliens, okay? You're a guy who believes in other crazy things.
Don't effing piss me off.
What I'm saying is, who knows? Maybe some guy filled out some bracket.
I do, and many other people that slightly understand numbers.
I think you're being
a little bit. And some other people do, too. Dude, 9 quintillion, you have no idea.
I think you're being a little close-minded about this. What I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
What I'm saying is, who knows? How long has this bracket been going on? All right, there's been a lot of brackets. There's been a lot of people who's just filled them out.
You could have a computer fill out a bracket as fast as it can for an entire year before the bracket goes. Not a chance.
I'm just saying, there's a
not
guy.
Not even a slight chance of the computer
there's
doing
there's a guy who, with his brain, picked the first 42, got all the way to the Sweet 16. Once you get there, then it's easy. Then it's easy. Then it's nothing.
It's not easy.
Then it's only 16 teams, and then you. Beep, 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 beep. I'm just saying it could happen. You never know. Someone could have done it. They just never turned it in.
Nobody has ever done it. Nobody ever will.
I picked the winning bracket one time in my college. Got all the way. I did really well on it. Picked Texas to win. It was like 2004, 2005. That was a great bracket.
Wait, what are you talking about? You picked. What are you saying?
I said I picked Texas to go all the way and win it, and my bracket was pretty solid throughout. Or Florida. I'm sorry, it was Florida. Mm-hmm. And my bracket was pretty solid throughout.
Pretty solid doesn't cut it.
Hunter,
doesn't cut it in this situation.
Why are you being so negative? I'm telling you, what I'm saying
because people like you shouldn't be gambling.
There's a chance that some guy out there in some office pool filled it out, didn't even think about it. And it could have been the perfect bracket, but we'll never know.
This is why I should have came out with a gambling app or something before all these other ones did. Because there's people like you out there that are like, yeah.
You're just tired and grouchy.
I'll put $20 on it.
You're just being tired and grouchy. And if you were your normal upbeat self, you would have said, Brock, you're right. It could happen. It could happen.
No, you can't just say if you're your normal upbeat self and think you're right.
Who knows? Maybe Karen from accounting just was like, oh, I want to get in on the office pool, and she filled out a perfect bracket. It could happen.
No.
And she just then forgot about it because she had to make cookies for her daughter's bake sale and forgot to turn it in and ended up in the trash. We'll never know.
I'm trying to put a scenario out there to like get you to slightly understand what kind of numbers we're talking about.
Oh, I get
but
the
I
numbers.
Can't because nothing compares to it.
Get the numbers. Numbers, I get it. There's a lot of zeros in there, buddy. I'm just saying you gotta believe a little bit. All right. Because if it was zero chance, I'd say yes, but there's one in
9 quintillion.
Hey.
You know how many commas that's like 11 commas.
In the immortal words of Jim Carrey.
Zeros just keep going.
The immortal words of Jim Carrey from the cinematic classic Dumb and Dumber. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me there's a chance. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
That was one in a million. There is a slight chance that you won't even get that.
Nope.
We're talking about something completely. Anyway, God, sometimes, man. Sometimes I wonder about you.
If we're speaking technically, then I'm right. So I'm just telling you.
Technically, I get you.
There you go. Argument
but you know what? Hey, to put $50 on it then. If you're so confident.
I'm not saying.
Next year.
I'm not saying
you're throwing down $50.
If
I don't get.
Big chance. I'm just saying there's a chance that someone could have filled one out in all the years that this has been happening.
No, that's never happened. Never will happen. But yes, you're right. Technically. In a world out there, in a parallel, among parallel universes.
Nope, in this universe. It's not one in 9.2 quintillion in parallel.
No,
it's in this universe, Hunter.
That's how crazy these numbers are. We can compare it to parallel universes because
we could
the odds of you jumping a universe are better.
We could say, technically speaking, Bigfoot could have filled out the perfect NCAA basket.
You know what? I can't do that. I need to go. Take a laugh.
Just saying. Technically speaking.
You stoned me. Sometimes your opinions are just.
I'm tired. I'm
God, man.
Now, you got anything else?
No, I don't. Yet.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Yeah, I do have something else. And the odds are 1 in 9 quintillion.
Wait. You're telling me there's a chance.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud. We'll be back. There we go.
Rock one. Yeah, rock.
Oh, good morning. 7:33, Brock Hunter.
Shut up, Hunter.
Anyway, enough of our amazing butthead impressions. We got to do sports. That's at 7:34. Let's do sports, for God's sakes. We can do like a 2-minute sport report.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweisers, a seasonal drink, seltzers, all sorts of great things hitting the shelves. So get stocked up, drink responsibly with Bud Distributing.
Wow.
Yeah.
This story is going to blow your mind.
Wow.
Hey, let's talk about baseball real quick. Back in the year 2000, the Seattle Mariners sent Ken Griffey Jr. to the Cincinnati Reds in a trade. At that time, Jr. agreed to a 9-year deal worth $112.5 million. Because of the way the contract is structured, the Reds are still paying Griffey. That's right. In fact, he's currently the 6th highest played player on the team.
No.
Yes. Even though he's 53 years old, hasn't suited up for the Reds in 15 years.
What?
Yeah. Looks like Griffey will be.
Deal?
He'll be, yeah, seriously though. Like, so he'll be off the books after he gets his last salary payment in 2024. That's nuts. Think about that. You know when people they I'm quitting, but I still have 2 years or no 2 weeks of vacation.
Yep.
So they put the 2 weeks in, but they quit, but they still get paid for 2 weeks.
That's the way to do
and
it.
Now imagine getting paid for 15 years,
dude. That's
wow.
Wasn't there something they could do? Like, hey, Ken.
Doing anything for us anymore, you know? Like,
I mean, unless he's, I don't know. Is still under contract. Does he still need to How does that work? That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's how it worked out.
That's weird, man. That's the
they probably here's what it is. It's like we agreed to a 9-year deal worth $112.5 million. But when he retired or whatnot, whatever happened, I'm not exactly sure. But, so we're going to pay this over 15, 20 years.
Easier than making a lump sum, maybe?
A lump sum.
Yeah. Or maybe they're saving money this way. I don't know. That seems crazy. Because don't you think that maybe free up some salary cap there?
I mean, the sixth highest paid player on the team.
Yeah.
And he's not playing.
Yeah,
anything for us.
He hasn't quite some time.
You know?
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, craziness. Anyway, yeah, I thought you'd find that interesting.
Yeah,
Ken Griffey Jr. still making bank for just sitting there watching it.
The crazy thing, though, he could probably throw on a uniform and still crush it. God, that guy could play some baseball. Oh,
100%.
Him and his dad.
In comparison to their age in the sport, who would be the best retired athlete? You know what I'm saying?
I think it'd have to be somewhere in the baseball realm because when you start getting into
on when you've retired, though.
Yeah.
Because you could say Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Because he's retired now.
But you know what?
I was thinking like Michael Jordan. I bet you he can still dunk. But he's old. I don't think he can get up and down the court, can he?
I mean, not as much. It's not like he's going to be dunking 9 times in a row. You know what I mean? Maybe he could. I mean,
what about like a race car driver?
That's hard on the body, man.
It is, though.
You've seen old people drive. You're going to, you get some old race car driver out there. It's probably going to be a little bit more intense.
What about like Usain Bolt? Is he he's retired, right?
I think so. Like a soft retirement. But again, he's only like 39 years old. Like I don't even think he's 40.
Only 30. He's still like the fastest guy in the world by a long shot, isn't he?
I'm not saying I'm going to get out there and beat him in a race because he's older, but you know.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Think about that. Yeah, I was thinking about that. I'm like, Michael Jordan can still dunk. He dunked a couple years ago. It was on YouTube. I thought I saw.
Let's put a date on it. Like, retired 15 years. You got to be retired 15 years. I think most sports, again, that's why I'm kind of leaning towards baseball. I feel like if you've been retired 15 years from baseball, you could probably still get out there and crank a home run. You know
what
I mean?
When did Randy Moss retire?
God, didn't we just
reach? I bet you Randy Moss could still just rip it in the NFL.
Wasn't he playing over at the Canadian League or something like that?
No, I don't think. Or maybe he did. No, I don't think so. He's just doing that TV thing, right?
He's 46. He's just doing the announcing. Yeah, he's 46.
I'm telling you, if you put Randy Moss on the NFL field right now, he would.
Oh, he probably could still do it.
He would be an impact player for sure.
Shannon Sharp. Look at Shannon Sharp.
Have you seen that picture with Shannon in his shirt off?
Dude.
Was that fake?
No. No. You've seen him in his suit, good Lord.
I guess you're right. He is like ripping out of that suit. But damn, how old is Shannon Sharp?
He is 54.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, 54. And he makes basically anyone younger than him look like just a piece of trash.
Yeah. Jeez, man.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to make sure my wife never sees this photo because there's no way I'm ever going to look like that at 54.
Seriously, though. Yeah, I'm going to have to start working out here, man.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
You know? Some people just have that, though. Like, get older.
Ooh.
Tom Cruise has that. He just doesn't get any older.
Mike brought up a good one about golf guys. There's one. That's probably.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? Jack Nicklaus. You watch him hit the ball. He still can hit the ball.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that old guy can. There's no way.
Yep.
You look at Jack Nicklaus and you're like, there's no. That guy is not better than Tiger Woods. There's no way. Even back then, he looked old.
Yeah.
Even when he was 23, he looked like he was 49.
Like everyone back in the day.
Like everybody back then.
How old are you? I'm 18. Wow.
You're 18?
You look
like you're 42. It's crazy. How is that?
You look like a 50-year-old coal miner. This is.
But no, Jack Nicklaus just ripping the ball.
Yep.
With crappy 70s clubs, too.
Yep.
It's just amazing to me, some of those old athletes.
Yeah, you think they're going to walk up, hit like a 150-yard. It's going to be straight. It's going to be straight. It's old man golf. But then they come out there and they stripe. You're like, oh, my God.
Oh, it's just ridiculous.
Yep.
That's a good answer right
yep.
there.
I like it.
Some golfers, man. Sometimes the older you get, the better you get in that sport.
Said any of those senior guys could kick Hunter's butt on the course.
Hey, you know what? Yes, 100%. I'm not saying.
Hey, we'll admit it. We'll admit it.
Not backing away from that.
Anyway.
There you go. Here's your 2-minute sports report.
I like it. That was good. That was a fun little crazy fact about Ken Griffey Jr. So, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.